Again, 11 days after a racist massacre in Buffalo, we woke up to another mass murder. 19 children and 2 teachers are dead in Uvalde, Texas. That's about 85 miles west of San Antonio. They died inside one fourth grade classroom, shot by an 18-year-old man, before he was killed by a Border Patrol agent. A father, Brandon Elrod, searched for his daughter at Robb Elementary School after the attack, and he talked to ABC News.
Pretty sad. Really sad. What this world's coming to.
His daughter McKenna was later confirmed dead. Let's talk now to Brian Kirkpatrick, reporter at Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. And these details will not be easy to hear. Brian, we're learning a few more specifics about yesterday's events. Walk us through what happened as best we know.
Well, around 11:32, as many of those school children were coming in from recess, an 18-year-old man entered the school, made his way to a classroom, barricaded himself inside that classroom, and as you mentioned, shot all the students in that room. Again, there were 19 children killed, 2 adult teachers, and of course, the shooter himself was killed by law enforcement. We're also learning today that apparently the gunman shot his 66-year-old grandmother, and she's in serious condition at a hospital here in San Antonio prior to the incident.
And you said, did he shoot all the students in that classroom, everyone?
You know, I know in Texas, I'm a former high school teacher myself, and I do know that in Texas, usually there's a 22-student limit per class. Now, it just seems like to me the majority of those students were killed in that classroom.
I see. Okay. Yesterday, you may have been at the unthinkable scene, parents showing up, waiting for news. What are we learning about the victims?
Well, that information is largely coming in today. I can tell you, yesterday when I was in Uvalde, I've returned to San Antonio for today, but when I was in Uvalde yesterday, there were victims of families streaming up to the Civic Center where they were communicating with law enforcement officials about the disposition of loved ones, where they might be hospitalized or what had happened to them. There was a lot of chaos, a lot of sadness centered around the Civic Center yesterday, where grief counseling has been set up today.
And tell us about the town of Uvalde. You say you were there yesterday. How are the people there responding?
It's a close-knit community, largely farming and ranching. You know, schools play such a vital role in a small town like that. If you've ever seen, of course, the series or the movie Friday Night Lights, they're very proud of their football team on Friday night. They're, much of the community is, you know, born, raised, and die there, and you know, because of the type of culture they have. And it's, so they have multi-generations that go to a school system like this. So it's it breeds a certain amount of love and loyalty. So it's very sad to see this tarnish what is really a center of a community.
And when you were there, did you see kind of instant gatherings of people to support families?
That was truly amazing how fast, I mean, just within hours and not far from the school, the Church of Christ there, the Getty Street Church of Christ, had called a prayer vigil. There were already, I would say, a dozen to 20 members gathered around the table and praying. And they even prayed for the shooter. Of course, they did pray for the families. They prayed for the medical teams working on the wounded. But it was a very remarkable sight to see how fast, you know, they were coming together. As I was leaving this that town last night in the center of town, there were also people gathered in a large circle, and they could be seen holding hands from the road. So it's something else.
Brian, what do we know about the suspect, his background, his timeline yesterday?
We do know that he is 18-year-old Salvador Ramos. We do know he entered the school around 11:32. That school focuses only on second through fourth grades and has about 600 students. We understand from the DPS via the governor's office that he was armed with a rifle and a handgun during that shooting. And that's about all we know now. I do know that at that prayer vigil yesterday, more than one congregant said if he had been troubled, it's a shame that he didn't seek out help that might have been available to him. We do know that he I went to Uvalde High School and grew up in that community largely. But we're told he's originally from where he was born anyway, in North Dakota, but obviously spent most of his life in Uvalde.
Okay. Brian Kirkpatrick, reporter with Texas Public Radio. Thanks so much.